Local sports is being brought to you today by First Bank. Well, the basketball schedule for the Powell Panthers looks a little bit different this year. At the beginning of last season, the Panthers were involved in some opening tournaments to start the season off because during COVID times, you don't want tournaments because you got people milling around. As a matter of fact, they've had to separate the Panther opener with JVs and varsity. So for the Panther girls JV game in Riverton next Thursday, they'll start things off at 3:30 p.m. And the boys game will be going on in a different gym during that time. They'll get ready for the girls varsity game beginning at 5 p.m. And then the girls freshman and game will start at 6:30, and the boys varsity game also set for 6:30 in different gymnasiums. So for the Panther boys in the WildPreps.com coaches and media, a prediction poll that they have put out, the Panther boys and the Worland boys are the favorites at in early voting so far, getting about 33% of the votes to be the top teams in the state. For Powell, under a new head coach for the Panther boys, Mike Haney, he gets ready for a team with some pretty good returners and talks about, it's a tough opener at Riverton on a Thursday night and at Buffalo on a Friday night.
Yeah, yeah, the first couple of games are no treat. We're on the road, kind of a late start in Riverton, and then we get to turn around and get up in the morning, go to school, and then head to Buffalo. So that'll be a good test without the tournament format this year. Hard to say what Riverton has varsity-wise. I know they got some good kids that are younger. Another Paxton kid who's a freshman, so I don't know where he'll fit. But, Buffalo, kind of the same thing, reloading a little bit from last year. So no easy ones. Right off the bat before Christmas, we got a pretty good schedule, but that'll let us know where we're at as well.
And you can tune in to all the Panther games right here on KPOW. We're back with more after this.